grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Revelation, the 7th. Listen to these words again. After this, I looked. Writing this was the Apostle John, who was in exile on an island called Patmos. And one Sunday morning, the Lord's Day, the day of which the Lord resurrected, the first day of the week, Jesus appeared to John, and he said, John, I am going to show you a glimpse of heaven. And what you see, right, this is what you wrote. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language. And they were standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to the Lamb and to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. This is the text. So today we talk about the Una Sancta, the two realms in which the church exists, in heaven and on earth. The church triumphant and the church militant. And the church militant is anguished, it hurts, the church militant suffers, the church militant is the target of the enemy, namely Satan, who likes to destroy the church militant. But we are indestructible because we no longer and not only depend on our own strength, which is minimal, but we have the strength of the rock that will not move. That truth that Jesus died for us. We believe in the word of the cross and the story of everything. The word of the cross is Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus dying for you and me. And his sacrifice being accepted by God. Because God accepted Jesus' sacrifice, your sins are guaranteed to be forgiven. That's the word of the cross. And the story of everything is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What else is there besides the heavens and the earth? Nothing. So, the word of the cross, forgiveness for everyone, and the story of everything. We were created by God, therefore we belong to God. And so does the whole world and the universe. The Una Sancta, the one holy, we call it. The body of all the redeemed by Christ. Those who are sharing the faith and the trust in Christ here on earth, and those that are already there. Those that are there, we call the church triumphant. And they are those that went ahead of us. The six God called unto himself in the last year from us, plus all those that he called ahead of those six. In all places, there is only one Lord. There is only one Word of God. There is only one Holy Spirit that guides all of us. My dear friends, we are the church militant. And as such, we hurt at times. We are tested. We are pushed by this unlimited desire to share the word of the cross and the story of everything with everyone in the world. It's so simple, isn't it? Christ died for the ungodly. That ugly stain with which we are born, called the original sin, is gone. We are absolved of it. And we are adopted into God's family, into the Una Sancta, through holy baptism. And there we are forever. So, the writer to Hebrews talks about a cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. Who is this cloud of witnesses? Well, all those who surround us here physically and share the faith, and all those who are in heaven, those that we remember in my worship folder here in the front, I have a list of all the pastors and teachers that served the Lutheran Church in Brazil, many of whom I knew personally very well and who are already with God. These are my supporters. Pastor Ivald Illiker, my brother-in-law's father, who was my pastor in my youth. Pastor Leo Winterly, who confirmed me. Pastor Paul Weirich, to whose hand I was adopted through Holy Baptism into God's family. Teacher Edgar Sander, my father and teacher, for the first 6 grades in grammar school, one classroom. What he taught us was to trust in Christ. A little bit of grammar, of mathematics, history, and geography. Enough to make it the middle, medium, or secondary teaching. And so, God surrounded me with this great cloud of witnesses that are all part of my life. They are the matrix, the womb. Matrix is womb in Latin. So they are the matrix which produced me. A child does not just come into being out of the blue. There is a matrix. There is a womb that nourishes, that prepares the conditions, that fosters life. Each one of us has a matrix surrounding us that produces us, from whom we draw strength. Each one of us has a matrix put together by God. Last Sunday we talked about the Reformation. And I told them, everybody likes Johnny stories. You know, little Johnny and the teacher, little Johnny and this. Well, God prepared 4 little Johnnies for us. Johnny Wycliffe, who said, the word of God is given to all, not only in Latin, as the Pope wanted, or in Hebrew and Greek, but I'm going to translate it into English. Well, when he had a stroke and died, the Pope, they buried him. 43 years later, the Pope exhumed his bones, burned them, and threw him into the river. The river ran into a bigger river and into a bigger ocean and into the Mediterranean and into the oceans of the world. And the whole world had the ashes and the spirit of Johnny Wycliffe, John Wycliffe. The second Johnny God brought up was Johnny Huss. John Huss was a man from Czechoslovakia that prepared the world saying, Pope, there is nothing in the Bible that gives you the power that you claim to have. The Pope said, that's it, burned him at stake. The third Johnny was quite good with the movable type, was Johnny Gutenberg, Johann Gutenberg. All these guys named Johnny. And the fourth one was Johnny Staupitz, the director of the school in Erfurt, the Augustinian monastery, where Luther got support for his ideas. And Luther was trying to find something new. And while he was seeking something new, he found something very, very old. The promise of a Savior. That's what he discovered. The pure gospel, way back, stems to the Garden of Eden. You see the matrix? It's important that we take strength from the example of those that went before of us. If they were here, what would they say to us? Let's find out. Turn to the hymnal and select him 667. I would like you to read with me stanza number 3. 667, stanza number 3. Together. They call to us, your timid footsteps lengthen. Throw off sin's weight, your halting weakness strengthen. We kept the faith, we shed our blood, we're martyred, our lives martyred. Don't be timid, lean into it. Give your best in the proclamation of the gospel. And so the church marches on through time and place until the Lord's return in glory. Are we afraid? No. He said, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. We are covered. We are backed up. We are endorsed. We are pushed forward with courage. Till the day in which God taps us on the shoulder and says, child, come home. And we will be seeing that glorious vision. The Lamb sitting on the throne being our shepherd. Here on earth we talk about the shepherd and the sheep or the lambs. But this is the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world, seated on his throne in all his glory. Holy Communion. We angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, which we state in the preface to communion. Every Sunday we celebrate the Lord's communion at our altar. We are the members of God's family through holy baptism, so it cannot fail. As such, we have the full rights as children of God. Let us live in joy and courageously proclaim the gospel for the salvation of all throughout the world. After all, nothing beats our cheerleaders that sit on the bleachers and say, go, go, go. In the name of Christ, we go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Let us now confess our Christian